This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. I know you're not used to live programming on the weekends any longer, especially in the evening, but Free Talk Live, we believe that you want, that you deserve live programming. So we're here to deliver it for you.
Here.
It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And you just give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, but you know, I think a pretty big story broke this week, and that is the claim by the National Enquirer that Ted Cruz has a whole bunch of mistresses. Now, I'm not one to just go believe anything that I read at a supermarket tabloid, but
they don't have a bad record.
They don't have a bad record at all. The National Enquirer got Gary Hart, Jesse Jackson, John Edwards. Remember John Edwards? You know, the golden boy of the Democratic Party. He's got great hair. He's a good-looking guy.
Had it all going for him.
He was doing reasonably well, not particularly well in the primary, and then whammo bammo, turns out he's knocking on some lobbyist's door while his wife's got cancer. And it just doesn't look good. You know, I don't know what precisely was going on. I don't propose to know what's in the heart of men or anything like that. I'm just saying, if you're a politician in the United States of America, one of the things you're going to have to do is keep your hands off the ladies. And that's just part of the gig.
It's vetting. I would think anybody running for that level of office would certainly vet themselves, because you know it's going to come out. It has to. I mean, it's just, you're not going to sweep that under the rug, which is why I'll never run for president.
It's too juicy.
Yeah, and it just can't be avoided. I just don't understand. And maybe that is part of the psychological makeup of somebody who has the chutzpah to believe that they should be the leader of the free world.
Well, I think that it's one of the psychological makeups. There's different ones out there. They're not,
sure.
There's a certain type of several types of people that are going to make it to through everything that it takes. All the butt kissing, all the long hours in planes flying around, the smiling and shaking hands of people you've never met, the being nice to people you hate, everything that it takes, the duplicity, the evasive. All of this stuff that it takes to be a politician, and then not just to be a politician, but the best politician among all the politicians in the world.
Right, and you've got to run for offices knowing that you don't want to be in that office.
Yep.
That's the one that always struck me. It's like, yeah, I'm going to run for Congress, but I really don't want to be a Congress. I really don't want to represent my people. I'm just using it as a stepping stone, and forgive me, I've been watching Game of Cards.
Which one? House of Cards?
House of Cards. Yes. Thank you. It's been a really long
There's
day.
There's some similarities there. So,
I think they are really the same show. And we've just not noticed yet.
So there are different psychological makeups. One of the types of people that would reach the highest, office in the land would be somebody who's very, very driven. And somebody who wants to be sort of notoriety, that kind of thing. There's only a few different types of currency in the world. And,
sure. You
know, one of currencies, certainly money. Some people want to be really, really wealthy. Some people want power. Some people want recognition. One of the aspects of recognition really is attracting the opposite sex. Now, a lot of people get married who shouldn't. And a lot of times people will make decisions on who to vote for based on if they're married and who they're married to and what's their family life and all this kind of stuff that I don't particularly think is that important. And one of these people that are motivated, they're going to want a lot of accomplishment in the area of the opposite sex. Okay.
That is the Bill Clinton profile, if you will.
Or in the JFK one.
JFK, absolutely.
Might be another one.
Yep.
And the thing, I think as far, if you go back farther in presidents, they didn't report on that stuff as much.
Right.
Now it's a big deal, and I don't think you can get into the highest office in the land if you're married and touching the opposite sex. That's just not going to work out for you. You've got to be.
Really?
What?
Well, I'm just surprised because I think that in many races recently, and even in this race, there is a history of a lot of these candidates that may have been not been completely faithful to their spouses.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in talking about that.
Yeah.
I think there might be a pass for Donald Trump. People just expect him to do whatever the heck he wants.
Right.
And he's certainly gone through a couple of gals. So let me give the story as it turned out.
Please.
So what happened was in the Utah race, somebody in the Ted Cruz campaign thought it'd be a good idea to take a shot of Donald Trump's wife, and she's in a state of undress on like a bearskin rug or whatever.
With handcuffs.
It was handcuffs. I didn't.
Yes, there were handcuffs in the picture.
I didn't see the whole shoot. I just saw one of the.
So I've heard.
Okay. I just saw one of the pictures, and I didn't notice handcuffs in that particular picture. And regardless, it's a photo shoot for GQ.
Right.
Big deal. And they thought in the Utah primary, where they've got all these, especially the Republican Utah primary, you've got all these moral voters and that kind of thing. Let's show them a picture of a naked gal and say, do you want this for your
first lady, yes.
Yeah. And, either that one or whatever, it didn't matter. He won Utah. Cruz won Utah. Well, Trump's mad. There's been a picture of his wife naked in a campaign, advertisement. So he says, I'm going to spill the beans on Ted Cruz's wife.
Right.
All right. And then Ted Cruz acts like he is all put out. Like,
right.
Hey, homeboy, you just opened up the door. I mean, I'm not going to say Donald Trump is the kind of guy that pulls punches, but he wasn't punching there before
right.
you went and did it. Don't act all shocked. My dear, they're going after my wife. I don't believe
How
it.
How dare you?
I do believe
How
I've got
How dare you,
papers.
My good sir?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You stinking, lying piece of filth, you did it first. And then you're going to act like somebody else shouldn't do it to you? You took the gloves off. You smacked your wife in the face. That guy didn't.
And Ted Cruz, this is, I don't know what goes on inside political campaigns. Thank God.
Yeah.
I know what I see reported in the press, and I haven't followed this one too closely. Because
they relate it to sausage, and sausage is great.
And I love sausage. But Ted Cruz has been kind of the art of the dirty trick this campaign season. He's the one who, I'm trying to think, there was something regarding Ben Carson and release of... Oh, he told everybody that Ben Carson was actually flying back home to drop out of the race.
Oh, was that the one?
That was like in Iowa. But throughout all these different campaigns, at one point or another, have had something that they felt probably came from the Cruz campaign.
Yeah, I guess... The people that nail themselves to the cross, I want them to act like Jesus. That's what I want. If you want to act like a politician, please be Caesar.
Right.
Just be Caesar, okay? don't be Caesar and pretend you're Jesus.
Right.
I don't need that in my life, okay? I mean, that's just I find it highly unpalatable. If I'm going to vote for Caesar, I'm happy to vote for Caesar. If I'm going to vote for Jesus, I'm happy to vote for Jesus. I don't want Caesar dressing up like Jesus.
But we don't get that anymore. And I don't know if Americans have ever got that choice in politics, particularly with the presidency, that we ever actually knew the people that we were voting for. I mean, nobody ever came out of my small town and ended up being president or ran for president. I go back to that psychological profile, that makeup, that type of person, whichever path they go down, that they are driven by something. And in the end, it is power. I mean, you are, whether that's your driver or not, that's what you're going to receive.
But wouldn't most people take the position of president of the United States if it was offered to them?
Hell no.
You wouldn't
I can only speak for myself.
I would take it.
No way.
Okay. So your thoughts on these folks and their mud slinging. I mean, this is we've gone to poop slinging now. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. That's free as in freedom. Free Talk Live. We also have the Skype lines are open. You can call us on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. And you'll have to send us a request, but it doesn't really take very long at all. And it sounds a bit better. 855-453. Free Talk Live. Username lrn.fm on Skype.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
is 855-450-3733. You're going to want to use it if you've got some comments on, apparently these politicians throwing, slinging mud at each other about their wives and that kind of thing. It's, seems like it's getting pretty down and dirty. The most recent delegate count in was earlier this week, and Cruz took Utah, and Trump took Arizona, and it's a, you know, it's, I wouldn't call it a close race, but it's going to be difficult for Trump to get that 1237 that he's hunting for. I'm not saying he can't do it, but it's tight. And if you've got thoughts on the presidential race, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, I'm interested in it.
Or Libertarian.
Well, the Libertarian one, you're going to have to go to the convention and vote if that's your thing. You can't. There are non-binding primaries around the country, not in every state, but some states have non-binding primaries.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's how that goes. Real quick, before we get to the calls, I want to tell you about how you can save like 25%. Initially it's 15%, but after over time you can save 25-30% on everything that you purchase at Amazon. I know it's hard to believe, and it's not worth taking your time out of your schedule to try to learn things when it's, you're just going to get scammed. But I'm telling you, we've been doing this at my house for a year now. We've saved hundreds and hundreds of dollars because we found that we can buy most things at Amazon. And the prices at Amazon are pretty much commensurate to the stores where you're going to buy them locally, even with shipping. And then we save 25% on top of that. Now, there is a catch. Here's the catch. You've got to acquire Bitcoin. You've probably heard of it. It's one of these alternative currencies, but it's the best one out there. It's a great international currency, and you know, it's can be used for so many things. And now you can save 25%. It's like getting a raise. It's like making, you know, now you've got, if you could get a 25% raise at your job, wouldn't that be huge? Most of the things you buy, you can buy at Amazon, and most of the things you buy at Amazon, you can save 25% on through saveatpurse.com. Go there, secure your account now, stock it with Bitcoin, and then you can go through localbitcoin.com or whatever to buy Bitcoin, and then begin saving. Let's go to Jose calling in from Anniston, Alabama. Jose, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, good afternoon. I am an American Cuban. I don't call myself a Cuban American. I've been in the United States more than I was in Cuba as a kid. Look, you are voting or looking at Cuban American politicians. You need to do, I'm talking about the American voter, you need to do some research on Cuban politicians, whether they're Cubans or Cuban Americans, and look at the track record of Cuban Americans that have occupied public offices in the United States from all levels of government, municipal, county, state, and federal.
Well, I remember I grew up in Florida, and Rodriguez, I believe, I hope I got his name right. He was a governor for a long time there, and he was, you know, I mean, I didn't hear anything of note about him. He seemed like a fine governor.
Well, there, he might be the exception. There are two things that go with Cuban politicians.
Okay.
Adultery, it's in their genes. It's okay. The macho gene.
This okay. is where I wanted this to go. Go ahead.
This isn't what I was thinking at all.
And corruption.
Okay.
You know, take a look at Representative Menendez. Is it up in New Jersey? He's facing charges, and he wants to select where he's tried. You know, who gets to choose that? But anyway, look. Donald Trump can have 20,000 affairs, and the American voter would not care.
No.
But this hypocrites that come across like the moralist gods for the American voter, and then they get caught in this situation. And there's also rumors about Marco Rubio going around. I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know what they're thinking, because sooner or later they will be found out. They're going to be vetted, especially by the opposition, and especially when they're talking in a hypocritical sort of way. And I'm calling you from the state of Alabama. It's not just Cuban-American politicians. I mean, we're dealing with Governor Brinkley right now, mm-hmm. and he says he made a mistake, and it's amazing the wording that he used. And he says, I want everyone to know that I have never had a physical affair with Mrs. Mason. Does that not almost sound familiar to Clinton?
Yeah, I'm telling you. These guys, at least they learn. I've got to say, though.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
This is, I think, a sort of a uniquely Republican problem. And,
yes.
And why I say that is because
John Edwards was doing.
He was a Democrat, absolutely.
His wife had cancer,
right? But that large voting block that most of the Republicans want to seize up is that, you know, the good, strong Christian. What's the word I'm looking for?
Moral majority.
The moral majority, and they want to grab that. They want to seize it, and they want to tie it up. So they all have to play that. You know, they're going to make appearances at churches, and they're going to meet with pastors and do all this stuff. And in the end, you know, if this is your background and it's going to come out, then it's really going to make you look bad. That consistently
Remember 999 Cain?
Sure.
999.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a sexual affair. They don't have sexual affairs. I don't know what we're supposed to call those affairs, but definitely not sexual.
Yeah, well, I think that there was something that came out about Cain that was supposed to be, you know, him.
It was a mistress.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. But I don't know if it ever stuck.
Somebody he was giving gifts to.
Well,
you know?
Jose, I used to live in South Florida, so I met a lot of Cuban Americans, and I guess I didn't draw any conclusions about Cuban American males. But when you started making your round generalizations as an American Cuban, I suppose you can make and I can't. I was thinking to myself, I guess there are, but I guess I met a lot of guys that would have fancied themselves ladies' men,
right.
At that point. Are you saying that that's a stereotype for Cuban men?
I think it's a very accurate stereotype. And there are a lot of myths about the Cuban lovers and the Latino lovers and all that, which we all appreciate. We got to pass this myth on downward for future Hispanic generations. <you know?
laughs> Jose's all for perpetuating this one. Absolutely. This one works for me.
We have a duty.
Thanks for the call, Jose. He really seemed to enjoy that just a little too much.
I like that.
So I guess the situation here is that Ted Cruz, you know, he decides to go after Donald Trump's wife. What's her name? It's slipping my mind. Whatever. There's a bunch of people screaming it at their radio right now, and it's slipping my mind.
I'm still stuck on Ivana. I can't remember his current wife's name.
Anyway, he goes after Trump's wife, and then says that, puts a picture up at her in a campaign. One of his people puts up a picture of her in a campaign thing on Facebook in Utah of her buck naked on a bearskin or something like that, bearskin rug, and said, hey, you want this to be your first lady? And, well, it doesn't have to be. You can vote for Cruz. And apparently it worked because, that's what happened. But then Trump says he's going to go spill the beans on Ted Cruz's wife. And Ted Cruz is all flabbergasted that somebody would do such a thing.
And instantly it happens.
It's ridiculous.
Yet Donald denies it.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. I want to find out what those beans are. Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com,
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live weekend edition with Mark. And you can give us a call. The number is... Chris, say your name again. I think there was something wrong with the mic.
Yeah, that did catch.
Yeah.
This is Chris.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the presidential campaign, the muds being slung. And I got to say, I think that this campaign is different than the rest of them have been. This is, for me, there's been nothing like it. And I think Donald Trump has really thrown a curveball in there. So has Bernie Sanders. With Sanders, there seems to be sort of a real choice on the Democratic side. With Trump, you've got just this glorious chaos that has descended in his form. The glorious chaos with a comb over, right?
Well, I think what's interesting is both, we have so many people in both political parties that are both going for the, quote, anti-establishment candidate. And I think that's unique in this election cycle. Where,
populist.
You're right. Before, you know, it's usually who the establishment has picked for both sides. And this time it's really two people that the establishment doesn't like at all.
But that's where the
people are flocking to.
And there's no libertarian candidate amongst them, no secret libertarian amongst them like there was
with
Ron Paul. Not that he was much of a secret, but you know, for me, Ron Paul was much more my guy than these people. But I do love to see the establishment on the run.
Amuses
me, even if I, you know, I'm not delighted with my choices here.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it is, and here's where because my mind is evolved over the last several years as I've got more into the ideas of liberty, is that sometimes I don't know if it just seems as crazy as it does because now I'm looking at it differently, Or is it really that crazy? Maybe you can help me out.
I think it's different. Normally we do, when you know, here on Free Talk Live, we're on 7 days a week. You can listen to us from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on 170 great radio stations across the country. And if you can't get us there, we're always at freetalklive.com. And oftentimes I get my show prep from this site called Freedom's Phoenix. It's a great place to get liberty-oriented news. Readers of Freedom's Phoenix are constantly provide the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedom's Phoenix offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their daily dispatch like I get. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Let's go to Rob calling in from Tallahassee, listening to WVTF. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm calling in about this crap you said about Cruz being the one who put this picture out.
It's not him?
He did not do it. A PAC did. It wasn't even his PAC.
Oh, PAC.
There was a PAC. There was actually a woman from Mitt Romney's group. It was an anti-Trump PAC. And Cruz had nothing to do with it. He can, you know,
don't you think an anti-Trump PAC is kind of like a Ted Cruz supporting organization?
No,
right about now?
It had nothing to do with Ted Cruz. It was an establishment PAC.
Well,
it may be, but
Ted
it certainly benefited
him. Establishment. They hate him less than they hate Trump.
I'll give you that.
They do. But here's the thing: he had nothing to do with it. Trump comes out, attacks his wife.
And says what?
Because he likes to attack women, apparently. Because they can't
hold
play
on.
Back very
what did
well.
He say about Heidi Cruz?
He said about Heidi Cruz he's going to expose her.
Just spill the beans, right? So what has he done?
Beans,
he hasn't attacked
right.
her. He's just said he was going to spill the beans. He hasn't
that's
done anything.
That's pretty much an attack. Plus,
okay.
Then he comes out with this other thing about...
It ain't a naked picture.
Or one with handcuffs.
Do the naked picture.
What? You know, what did he have to do?
I mean, you can't talk. I know you can't talk to libertarians. They know everything.
Well, I'm one who does.
It's okay. You can't talk to any partisan. They know everything.
What I'm saying is you can't talk to partisans. They don't listen.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I was a big Trump fan at first until he did this crap on the ethanol where he just totally sold out.
How did he sell out on ethanol?
How did he sell? What is ethanol?
Ethanol is corn juice.
Yeah, and it's supported by the government. It was if it wasn't supported by the government, it would fall flat in its face. It can't.
Yeah.
Yep.
So would most of the food would cost significantly more if it wasn't subsidized by the government. That much is certainly true.
Or less.
I don't know. I don't think
it wouldn't even survive as a business if it wasn't supported by the government. It doesn't have. It has nothing. It's nothing good about ethanol.
I concur with you on that.
Yeah, we're in agreement.
But he's probably pandering to farmers, would be my guess.
I was in an FSU movie, a guy who was a big supporter of ethanol. He went around on the late night shows and everything, supporting it. And then the next year he comes back, he starts apologizing. He says, I was wrong, ethanol is a mess.
I think ethanol is a mess.
It costs more energy to make ethanol than it does to make gasoline, for one thing.
Thanks for the call,
Rob. It doesn't really save any energy.
No,
one of the other things is ethanol is one of the hardest things on your engine you can ever find.
Yeah, my car won't take the E85 or whatever it is. Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it. You know, one thing, when you look at, say, a pound of beef that needs to consume a great deal of corn and grass in order to get where it is, and then you look at a pound of vegetation or corn or whatever.
Sure.
It makes no sense that a pound of corn costs the same as a pound of beef. A pound of beef should cost 40 times what a pound of corn is. Now, this is rough math on the back of a napkin here, but there's huge subsidies on grains and on meats, and the government should get out of that.
So it's not just subsidies, but it's also protectionism, and we still practice that with sugar and a variety of other things. It's basic economics that if you start messing with the marketplace, then you're going to get unintended consequences. And we end up propping up these industries that I have no problem with any industry if it can stand on its own two feet. But we start talking about the ethanol industry. We talk about wind power and solar power and things like that.
Talking about beef, too.
Yeah, or beef. Then let them stand on their own. And that's how we get the best products, and that's how we get the lowest prices, because they have to beat the competition. When you have government there with its set of crutches propping everything up, then there's no incentive.
Let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, what's on my mind is, you know, these El Nico.
What?
In Cuba.
I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying. I'm sorry.
These animal Obama El Nico in Cuba. Well, March Madness was going on in Europe. And, you know, I believe
that Barack Obama should have been in the United States while March Madness was going on? Where is our president when people are playing basketball?
I'm not talking about basketball. You're making light of the fact that a carnage, okay? A carnage and mayhem was going on in Europe. Okay?
No, I'm not making light of that. You said March Madness. I thought you were talking about basketball.
That's the kind of March Madness I'm referring to. But speaking of the animal, once again, you bring up the issue of race when you was there. Bringing up the slavery and all of that. You know, they have their own history of race as well in Cuba. But I do know the difference between Haiti and Cuba. At least Cuba is not a satellite of Africa. That I know for a fact, okay? The history of Cuba has nothing to do, unlike Haiti, has nothing to do with slavery whatsoever. Their nationhood, you know, was attained with a struggle against Spain.
Well, there are racial struggles that have gone on in Cuba.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, each nation has to deal with these how they deal with them.
I should know about it? And Obama should bring out those things?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't listen to his entire speech there. It really didn't matter to me that much.
You know something? Let me say
certainly wouldn't call him an animal.
When it comes,
thanks for calling, Ralph. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live weekend edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Chris.
You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. I think a lot of Americans are thinking about this presidential race. A year ago when this all this crap started up, I just didn't want to talk about it. But it's gotten into full swing. I'm pretty sure we're going to have somebody elected president come November.
That's pretty much a lock.
I'm reasonably certain somebody will. Will be elected president. So that's the highest office in the world, as far as I can tell. And so, I guess it matters. And certainly the people who want it badly. And we've been talking about it taking a certain personality type. Ted Cruz might be. I don't know these allegations. I'm not claiming the National Enquirer is right when it says that he's had five mistresses or whatever going, juggling five gals at the same time. I have no clue. It's none of my business. I would think it's Heidi's business, but none of mine. But they were right about John Edwards and Gary Hart and Jesse Jackson, and they've been right about a few of these things.
So a couple other outlets, news outlets, have come out, came out right after the National Enquirer story broke with a couple tweets saying, yeah, that jives with what we know. In other words, there were other agencies that knew about this stuff, but they hadn't taken it anywhere. They weren't going to put it out there quite yet.
Not the Enquirer. Yeah.
They're not the Enquirer. Let the Enquirer do it. Yeah. Then we'll all jump on board.
I'd like to say that if Trump orchestrated that, it has nothing to do with it. It's not spilling the beans on Heidi, which is what he claimed he was going to do. So he failed to do that. Maybe Heidi is this angel that one can't spill the beans on.
Or the affair is just a completely different matter, had nothing to do with him at all, and there are still beans to be spilt on Heidi. She has secrets.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
I have no idea either.
Everybody's got secrets. I think that some secrets matter, some secrets don't. But a lot of people care about this infidelity thing. And if you care, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Andrew calling in from WRNN in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Andrew, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, okay. I got you.
Gotcha. Turn off that radio.
I don't understand how you can say that Ted Cruz has anything to do with that super PAC. You said Ted Cruz had something to do with it. I don't understand. You could make the same argument that John Kasich could have something to do with it as well, as because he's still in the election.
Well, I don't think we ever said that. If we did, if I did, I certainly apologize. But what we were saying was, if it's a anti Cruz, that would make it pro. It could be pro one, anti. I don't know what the super PAC made up of.
Super PAC that was saying.
I guess we lost him. So let me address that. Certainly. There's everybody wants to act like there's not two sides to this. It looks like where I sit, it just looks like two sides.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, it looks like, these people, the establishment side doesn't want Trump on. He's their worst nightmare. Fine. And then Trump's sort of arrayed against them with the populist folks there. Believe me, I'm not on either side here. I don't like these folks necessarily. I do think that Trump is a glorious gift of comb-over wonderfulness handed to the media.
Comedy and brilliance.
I guess I think that that is. I guess I will say that I have this little spark in me that likes him for that reason, just because he's funny and amuses me. I like Joe Biden for the same reason.
Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe. Yeah. With a cocktail in one hand and a shotgun in the other.
Let's talk to Tara calling in from Virginia Beach. Tara, you're on Free Talk Live.
First of all, we just wanted to say that we are Trump supporters. We believe that he really will follow
make America
through.
Great again?
Yes, he certainly will. I mean, of all the
does that mean America isn't great now?
Well, it is great, but I think
okay.
He's going to make it even better.
Even greater. Really, great again.
Yes. Well, he's a successful business leader as is, so we can clearly see that he demonstrates he has the ability to be able to make things happen. So.
I'd like to see Elon Musk ascend to the presidency. And one of the problems is that Elon Musk is an immigrant and he can't do it according to the Constitution. I wish we could get rid of that little thing there. I mean, how many good people are we cutting out of the presidency?
Elon was an illegal alien.
Illegal alien.
Illegal alien.
Trump would have exported Elon Musk, and he might still do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in reference to Ted Cruz, what we've read is that there are now 8 mistresses, not just 5. So with that, lack of credibility and the fact that, with the things that he's demonstrated as far as the mailings and his campaign manager knew supposedly about this picture of Melania before it was sent out. Now with the 8 people, the 8 women, the mistresses, he just can't be trusted. He is a typical politician who will say anything to get elected as far as we're concerned.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you on that point, but. Newsflash, there's this thing called the internet where if you want pictures of Melania Trump, all you got to do is Google Melania Trump images. You can do nude, you can do swimsuit, and you'll get tons of stuff. I know this because I did it. But I guess where I'm at is I respect your passion for your candidate, and I get it. I'm just personally at that point where after the last, I don't know how many... how many cycles? I've just got to the point where I just don't see it really mattering much to me. I'm more interested in who's running in my town, who's running in my state, and that's about as far up as I care to care.
Tara?
Well, the thing is, I feel that people are concerned about who's going to be the next president because it will make a big difference in their lives, and especially with, those that want amnesty, and then even Ted Cruz's wife wants a North America alliance. And so that's a big matter. People need to be focused on that because that will make a difference.
Thanks for the call, Tara. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I kind of wonder sometimes about the issues. Oftentimes when Trump talks about the issues, he talks in a way that is sort of talks around the issues. He tends to fall on the side of some issues that I like. I'm not this let's get rid of everybody, destroy amnesty kind of folks. I think that the country is made strong by immigrants and we should have a relatively liberal immigration policy. But nonetheless, I think that I tend to like Trump on some issues.
And compared to the rest of the neocons that we've had throughout this race, he was better on foreign policy, is better on foreign policy than a lot of them were.
I just don't feel like he's I feel like he's hacked the Republican mind, and that he has gone in and he's just come in to create chaos. And
yeah, just move this line of code over here, and now let's see what happens.
I'm going to come in and I'm going to talk about immigrants and ISIS and talk tough and big walls, and they're just going to fall at my feet. And it feels like they did.
I don't know.
Whatever. Let's go to Hassan calling in from New York. Hassan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I basically wanted to talk about a topic that you were covering yesterday. It was about the FCC and their actions leading to specific router manufacturers basically locking down their routers.
Yeah, so the FCC was attempting to establish backdoors for routers. Is that what we're talking about?
No, basically, they were trying to restrict what people can actually modify. Like, they didn't want people changing the transmit power or what channels the router used.
Right.
So those regulations were...
Yeah, so I've been a big fan of DDWRT for years, and I know some people are into OpenWRT and some of the other...
What is that stuff?
That is firmware that you can load onto your router so that you can tweak it.
Okay.
You can increase the security, you can do all kinds of crazy things with it. One of the things is you can jack up the power beyond what the federal regulations
say. Oh, the FCC really hates that.
Yeah, they do
hate you broadcasting, that's for sure. Hassan?
But there is an issue with that. The thing is, with most modern routers, you can't actually do that anymore. Like, for example, if you look at most of the three spatial stream 802.11 AC routers, mm-hmm. the most popular Wi-Fi amplifier is the Skyworks SE503L. That's one of their amplifiers. It tops out at about 700 milliwatts. That means
how far is that?
Had access to the software.
How far is that?
Basically, it doesn't calculate out into like specific range, because that depends on the kind of antenna you're using too. But the FCC limit is 1,000 milliwatts. Most of these amplifiers don't go up to 1,000 exactly, and they don't really go above it because manufacturers aren't really targeting high transmit power if they're not allowed to use it.
Right.
Most
so I don't know.
Transmit power.
Yeah, I can't speak to this personally. I have loaded alternative firmwares on different AC routers over the last year or two, and frankly, transmit power is not one of those things I really get into. I'm more interested in what can I do to keep the FBI and the NSA out of my router? That's what I'm interested in.
Hassan, thanks for the call. Whoops, sorry. 855, 450 free coming up here. If you've got thoughts on this election, look, I get that there's going to be a president, and I may not like the candidates, and it's easy for me to sort of sit here on the sidelines, but your thoughts are welcome. The numbers are 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. When you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event, Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio, or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.